Please welcome Chris McKinney.
Well, this is hardly about roughing it, but you said we could be flexible and interpret these themes loosely. So if anything, this story has a few moments where I was out of my comfort zone, but it's really not about roughing it. But it's a good story, I think. My daughter lives in Boulder, Colorado, and her family, and they have three children, my grandchildren, who are now 12-year-old girl and boy and girl 10-year-old twins. And over the years, of course, we've visited each other many times back and forth, but always as a group. And as the kids grew older and got more and more active, there was rarely, if ever, any time for me to be with them one-on-one. It was always all three of them. And they're pretty active kids. So I had a dream that when, as they became old enough, one by one, I would want them to come one at a time to come out and spend 2 weeks with Grandma in California. And that happened this past June. We were going to, actually, my granddaughter Dylan, who was 11 at the time, she didn't want to come alone, so one of her friend's parents said that her friend could come with her. And my daughter and her friend's mom agreed to pay for half the costs. So originally they were going to fly, but the costs were so prohibitive. It was like $500 a kid round trip from Denver, not including the $150 per kid each way for unaccompanied minor. And we just said, oh my God, that's just too ridiculous. So I said, if you will meet me halfway, I'll be glad to drive to Flagstaff. She could come down from, you know, through Utah, and we could do the exchange, spend the night, and then the girls and I would head back to SLO. So that's what we did. So my daughter and her son had plans to go on to New Mexico to some camp. So Leslie, my daughter, drove down with Dylan, her friend Jasmine, and my other grandson, and we met in Flagstaff and spent the night. And the whole time of their drive, the kids were eating junk food. And as soon as they got there, we went out to dinner. So we finally settled in. My daughter and my grandson were in the adjoining room, and me and the two girls were in the other room, and I'm falling asleep to their giggles and getting ready for 2 weeks of high energy, which it was. And Jasmine, the friend who had never been outside of Colorado, she'd never seen the ocean or anything, she said, as we were falling asleep, "I feel sick." And I said, "Well, go in the bathroom just in case." So she sat next to the toilet for a good half hour, nothing. So she finally came back to bed. The minute she laid down on the bed, she sat bolt upright, went to the other end, and all over the bedspread, the floor, buckets of puke. And that, you know, I haven't cleaned that up in 40 years, but that was my first time a little bit out of my comfort zone. I used all the towels in the room. By now it's about midnight. So I'm scraping up this slimy stuff and putting it out on the balcony and sprinkled soap over it so it wouldn't smell, and put a dry towel over it. And so if anybody walked on it, it wouldn't be a big wet spot. Anyway, we finally went to sleep. And got up the next morning. My daughter and her son went off to New Mexico, and the girls and I, as planned, went up to the Grand Canyon. We were so close, I thought, well, I'll take them to the South Rim, and we spent the whole day at the Grand Canyon, and we stayed at the Red Feather Inn. And that night, like every single night for the whole 2 weeks they were with me or when we were on the road, they swam in the pool. Where I live, we have a pool, so every night we ended the day with them swimming in the pool. So that night after the Grand Canyon, swam in the pool, got up the next morning, drove back to SLO, and they were with me in SLO for about 10 days. And the first night we were there, Jasmine got lost. The two girls, I was fixing dinner, and the two girls went exploring in the dry creek bed, climbed up the dry creek bed to the other neighborhood behind us, which neither of them were familiar with. And, you know, they've been gone about 20 minutes, and Dylan comes running in, "Grandma, Grandma, I can't find Jasmine, she's lost." So I put everything down, I go down to the dry creek bed. The bank on the other side is about this steep, and it's so dry. I had a terrible time getting up, grabbing tree roots, and finally got up there. We walked into the back neighborhood, and there's Jasmine standing alone on the crying on the sidewalk. So we agreed they wouldn't cross the creek anytime. So the only way to get back down the creek bed was to slide on your butt. So the girls, I'm sure they thought it was quite comical watching Grandma slide down the creek bed, you know, bumping along and grabbing at things and hitting the rocks. And actually, my back's been tweaked ever since, and this was in June. But that was the second time, a little bit out of my comfort zone. But while they were with me, we did all the quintessential Central Coast things. I took them to every single beach. I rented wetsuits for them. They boogie boarded. Avila was the favorite. But we went to Pismo, we went to Avila, we went to Cayucos, we went to see the elephant seals, went to Morro Bay, went out for ice cream. And every day we ended up at the pool. And I mean, such high energy. I did not have any trouble sleeping that entire 2 weeks. You know, they ran me ragged, but that's what I wanted. We even had one night where I was having a terrible hot flash, and they wanted to know what a hot flash was. And that started a 3-hour discussion of where I am in my hormonal state and where they are at the brink of their hormonal state, you know, puberty, and everything in between. I mean, it was wonderful, and I hope they remember the discussion that we had and how special it all was for me anyway. So the plan was, after San Luis Obispo, we would go home by way of Knott's Berry Farm. And I had made the arrangements, and we stayed there for 2 nights and 1 whole day, and we had a whole day at the amusement park. It was actually on my 70th birthday, another little bit out of my comfort zone. They talked me into going to roller coaster with them. So that's what I did on my 70th birthday, one of those banked things where I just closed my eyes, and they went over and over again. They went on every roller coaster there, which is why I took them to Knott's, because I knew they'd want to go on the coasters rather than Disneyland, which, you know, that's not all roller coasters. So all day long at Knott's, Dylan kept saying, "Oh, I want to play the games, you know, where you, the strip games where you, like they have at carnivals, where you throw to get the ball in something and you win a little teddy bear or something." And I said, "Well, let's wait till the end of the day to do that, just in case you win something, then you won't have to carry it around all day." And she said, "Oh, that makes sense, that makes sense." So the end of the day came, and they wasted their money. I mean, the money or the tickets were for all the rides, but you have to pay separately to get a token to play these games. But it was their money, they had spending money, and they wanted to play the games. So I thought to myself, well, they're wasting their $10, but whatever, you know, they want to do it. So while they were playing the games, I went to the nearby bathroom. And when I came out of the bathroom, there is Dylan on the runway, on the sidewalk there, standing with a bigger-than-life-size polar bear. I'm not kidding. This thing was gigantic. And my first thought is, and she goes, "Grandma, I won!" And I thought, how in the hell am I going to get that thing in the car? I have a Honda Accord. And our luggage was in the trunk, and they were in the back seat, you know? The way she won this thing was throwing a ping pong ball into one red saucer floating in a pool of white saucers, blue saucers, one red saucer. The guy at the game said nobody'd ever won. So, of course, you should have seen the three of us struggling to get this thing back to the car. Finally, a stranger, a man who didn't speak any English at all, saw us, and he helped, and the four of us got it back to my car. I still didn't know what I was going to do with it when we got back there. So my front seat goes down, So we somehow managed to wedge it in with the front seat down. I couldn't block my side view mirror. I couldn't see anything out of the... I had to go all the way to Arizona with this thing in the car. I couldn't see anything out of my rear view, out of my back window. This car's like butt up over the... or the bear's butt up over the reclined seat. And, of course, there was no room in the back seat for one of the girls because this thing was taking up the whole front seat and the whole back seat. And the whole driving way, I kept punching it so I could see out my side mirror, so I could see, you know, behind me. But so that was Dylan, was out of her comfort zone, both Dylan and Jasmine, because they were sitting, like, scrunched up together for 8 hours in the back seat to make room for this thing. And my daughter... My daughter sent me an email, and I just said, or a text, you know, and I said, you're going to have another passenger on the way home. So we met in Williams instead of Flagstaff this time, which is a beautiful little quaint old Route 66 town just off whatever that road is, 40. It's kind of old Route 66, and old cars, old motels, restaurants with all the neon and the Route 66. So that's where we stayed when we met this time for the switch, for the transfer. So, but now my daughter has a van. At least she didn't have a little car. But she had four kids because since then the other twin joined her at this camp. So she's got four kids, four sets of luggage, five sets of luggage because of her luggage, and this bear. And all of their snacks, you know, that they have to have for the road. So somehow they got the thing in there. Actually, it was a little easier than getting it into my car. And so when I got home, we listened to music. We listened to each other's music, too, in the car. But the only one of theirs that I liked was Bruno Mars. And they loved Queen. I brought all my Queen CDs, and they really loved a lot of Queen. So it was a wonderful 2 weeks for me, and I printed all the pictures that I took and sent two sets of pictures to each of the girls at their request, and they each made scrapbooks. And I hope they cherish our memory as much as I do. And this May, I'm going to my nephew's wedding in England, and I'm hoping I can take the 10-year-old twin with me to that. Wow. So she's got to get a passport.